Now, to say this is not to say that we have got the perfect solution in our own society. I mean, for instance, this is what it's like to go to a newsstand almost anywhere in the civilized world. Now, granted, for many men, it may require a degree in philosophy to see something wrong with these images. But if we are in a reflective mood, we can ask, is this the perfect expression of psychological balance with respect to variables like youth and beauty and women's bodies? I mean, is this the optimal environment in which to raise our children? Probably not. Okay, so perhaps there's some place on the spectrum between these two extremes that represents a place of better balance. Okay? But perhaps there are many such places. I mean, again, given other changes in human culture, there may be many peaks on the moral landscape. But the thing to notice is that there'll be many more ways not to be on a peak. Now, the irony, from my perspective, is that the only people who seem to generally agree with me and who think that there are right and wrong answers to moral questions are religious demagogues of one form or another. And of course, they think they have right answers to moral questions because they got these answers from a voice in a whirlwind. Okay, not because they made an intelligent analysis of the causes and condition of human and animal well-being.